Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, listeners of Social Geek Radio. My name is Meg Roberts. I'm the president of Molly Made International, and I'm excited to introduce to you today Dev Evans and Jack Monson, the hosts of Social Geek Radio.
Well, hello, Jack Monson. This is Dev Evans.
Hey, Dev Evans. Jack Monson here. And I just realized this is the all Texas edition of Social Geek
You're right.
Radio. You are live in Houston, Texas, and our special guest tonight, I believe, is coming to us from Austin, Texas. And I have the privilege of being in Big D. Do people in Dallas actually call it Big D, or is that like something that people in other cities call it?
You know, since I'm in Houston, I'm going to giggle at you and say no, but what do I know? I, you know, I'm the transplant New Jersey girl that, you know, still 10 years into Texas and figuring things out. So we're going to have to ask our guest tonight.
We'll ask our guest, yeah.
See if that's...
So yeah, it's the all Texas edition of Social Geek Radio. Good evening, everybody. It is 8 o'clock in the east and 5 o'clock in the west and 7 o'clock in Texas. So... Tonight's show is focused on some very Texas-oriented things. Coming up on February 4th, do I have that date right, for the Houston Franchise Association,
yes.
Deb?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes, you do.
That will be the Houston Franchise Association meeting that you and I have the privilege of speaking at and being panelists. And I'm really looking forward to that and seeing some of our franchise friends from Houston. And joining us tonight to talk about the Houston Franchise Association will be the moderator of that panel, Mr. Jason Duncan. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening. Thank you for the invitation to take part in this conversation. Thank you.
We're so glad to have you, Jason. You're the CEO of Manager Complete, and we want to talk about that a bit tonight as well. But first, tell us about the Houston Franchise Association. How long has this group been around, and tell us a little bit more about the group.
Sure, thank you. The Houston Franchise Association is just a group of Houston-area franchise professionals. They get together quarterly to talk about topics that are important to franchising. We're a fairly new group. We've got between 50 and 100 members right now and growing. Basically, our focus is really on best practices when it comes to franchising, and that's what we're about, is sharing the experiences collectively. Sometimes it's not about what you write. Sometimes it's about, you know, avoiding the things to do that are wrong. So that's what we're about.
Very cool. And so the event coming up on February 4th, which I believe is a Wednesday, that's a luncheon event. Tell us a little bit about what we've got planned that day.
Correct. Yeah, usually what we try to do is time our event so that during a lunch break, so you can come from 12 to 3, have some lunch, have some conversation and networking, and then, you know, listen in on our seminar, which is typically a panel of experts. Our next meeting on the 4th is going to center around social media and how to use that and how to win with social media with regard to franchising.
Excellent. Deb, you've been a part of the Houston Franchise Association, and we'll be mm-hmm. chatting with some folks about social there. What's been your experience in the past? Is this a pretty lively group? What can I expect as the new guy?
You're as the new guy. One, yeah, make sure. So let's do that. You know, those tips. What do you do? Don't forget to bring those business cards. I mean, we're still we're a very social group. Bring those cards. But I was really impressed with the. It's a packed room. I mean, it's a great restaurant. You have Maggiano's. It's well known here in Houston. But a great networking event. When I've gone, just you, Jack, you and I go to so many IFA events that you feel like you know everybody. And it's like one of the things that I love best is when I go to an event now is I meet new people. And when I went last month, I sat at a table full of people I didn't know. It's like, this is awesome. There are still new people that I don't know in franchising right here in Houston. And what I gathered, you know, from that last event was some folks had not been before. They really started venturing out and exploring the franchise industry and networking. And Jason, I think everyone I talked to said they were coming back. They were going to register and attend again.
That's good to hear. And I think that it was a good show last time. It was nice to have a topic, too, that was, I think, very interesting, the best practices with site selection and, again, having experts come and share those stories. I think it's a real value. I certainly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's plenty of time when we get there to network, you know, and introduce yourself and, you know, work the room a little bit, find out, you know, where everybody's from. I mean, because Houston is just so big. And when they say, oh, I'm from, you know, the other side of the loop, it's like, oh, I'm, you know, from Stagecoach or the Woodlands. It's, you know, further north. But we all seem to have the same interest in is, you know, what can we learn or share about franchising? So great. I'm sure we're going to have another fabulous attendance and great group. We know that the panel members will be pretty awesome.
or at least good looking, right? So I guess that means we need to prepare something between now and the 4th. I better get on that. Jason, tell us a little bit about who you would recommend attending. Is it, you know, really for anyone involved in franchising? Is it something that CEOs would get a benefit out of? Is it more for marketing folks? What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, the truth is that the social media side of things impacts so many different sides of franchising now that I think it really will be valuable for just about anybody. Certainly it will be valuable to the marketing people, but I think from IT to CEOs all the way around, I think it really will be a very interesting and helpful seminar. We've also got another entry. We're also going to have Farah Akhtar from Yelp will be there to help navigate and discuss some ways to work more successfully with Yelp and some of those similar social media tools.
Oh, that's
excellent
great to hear.
Yeah.
I know Yelp has been, you know, such a key driver for some franchisees' businesses, and some franchisees have had some issues and challenges there as well in navigating that. So that's fantastic that Yelp will be representing. Deb, I guess we really better put together a program now, right? Now that Yelp is going to be there too.
Jack's pulling your leg. We've got our program down. But I know I'm excited. Jack, I'm excited to learn and see what you have to share. But I have to admit, Jason, I am very delighted to hear that Yelp's going to be there because that's a key part in this whole social world that we live in for the franchisees, and it's very, very important to them. So I'll make sure I let everybody know that you've got that additional panel member joining us.
Yeah, and kudos on getting Yelp involved, Jason. That's I know with a lot of franchise groups around the country, you know, getting some of the social media platforms involved, that really has been a challenge because, you know, so many global brands don't really quite grasp the concept of what franchising means. So good catch with getting Yelp.
Thank you.
Jason,
thank you.
Let's tell us a little bit about your company, Manager Complete. What sort of software application and what sorts of things do your clients use Manager Complete for?
Sure. Thank you for asking. Manager Complete is basically a software application that's geared for multi-unit franchisees to help them collect all their operations together in one place online. So basically we provide a central hub for all your operations information. So imagine if you're a coffee shop with 10 locations around Houston, you're going to have a point-of-sale system that's going to collect your sales, your inventory, and your payroll. That's really just just the tip of the iceberg when you're trying to really run your business properly, because there's so many things that are happening on an operations level that are really difficult to track. And that's where we come in to try to collect the operations side of the house. How do you get bulletins out to everybody? How do you track all your maintenance and repair issues? How do you manage all your shifts? How do you get documents and forms in the same place that everybody's got the same consistent form? So some of those basic things is what we're out to solve for people, and that's what we do with our online software.
And this is something that typically the operations side of a franchise system would also be interested in taking a look at, or is it really more
that's correct.
For
we
a
have,
multi-unit franchisee?
That's correct. We have franchisor clients as well as franchisees that use our tool. It just depends on what their primary emphasis is, but our tool is really designed for helping companies manage the day-to-day operations. That's really what we're all about. The reason that we're geared for that is I used to be the director of operations for a large chain in Houston, Texas. And when I was hired in to help grow them from about 15 locations to try to take them national. And the first thing we had to do was build a new point-of-sale system to help them expand. And we got that done. But it was pretty much immediately we realized that wasn't enough to help us. So what we really needed was an operation system that could allow us to communicate with all these remote locations and clearly communicate with our employees and staff to keep them feeling like they're part of something bigger with all these remote locations. And so when we started having those problems, that's when the idea came to me that there needs to be a central platform for operations for this kind of thing. And I started looking around. There was nothing like it. And so that was sort of the genesis for Manager Complete.
That's a good entrepreneurial story. You looked around for a piece of software to do what you wanted it to do, and nobody had invented it yet. So guess what? Time to invent something, right?
That's right, especially when you've been down in the trenches with it, and you're getting 200 emails a day, and it's hard to keep the remote staff motivated, and the turnover is high. What do you do when you're really staring at those challenges? So that's when I think having that specialized knowledge made it easy for us to, first of all, talk with clients so that we could understand what would work for them, and then build out a tool that seems to be gaining success and traction.
Great. So with all of the franchise systems you work with, and with some of the multi-unit franchisees too, tell us about what are some of the challenges that you see facing these guys in 2015? Is there anything that is really coming their way that people need to be thinking about and watch out for?
I think that it's a lot of the issues in 2015 are going to be fairly similar to the same issues in 2014. The good news is that I think a lot of corporate teams in the franchise world are opening up to leveraging technology, because there's so many advances in technology that can make their lives easier. But I think that the transition and trend is leaning towards opening up about that and leveraging technology to centralize communication, centralize operations, centralize financial analysis to make their lives a lot easier and to run more effectively. So that's the trend that I'm seeing, is just an advancement, really.
I think you're spot on with that. I think there are so many tools and applications and things that the franchisors and any central unit can put in place to really help with that sort of information management, regardless what kind of information it is. Any other trends that you're seeing in franchising? Not necessarily just challenges, but do you see big swings in the business or anything really exciting coming down the road?
I think that's something that I have heard a lot about that we're actually working on right now too, is that we're seeing that a lot of franchise clients are becoming more and more interested in real feedback from clients. And particularly, we've had several of our clients ask and request us to build an NPS system. And an NPS system stands for Net Promoter Score Survey System, so that you can get feedback from your clients about how you're truly performing. So, for example, with our product, it helps you manage internally all your operations so you can tell that people know what your best policies and practices are, that you know that things are being fixed, you know customer service issues are being handled, that kind of thing. But what are the clients really thinking about your business? So having a way centrally where you can capture people's survey responses and tie that directly into a customer service for your corporate team to respond out to the people that you want to, I think we're seeing a lot of interest around that. And I think that that can change a lot of the way franchises interact with clients. The reason I say that is because you can, with an NPS Net Promoter Score system, you can segment your audience and targets into different ranges. So if someone's responding with a 9 or a 10 to a question like, would you refer us to your friends and family? Well, that's certainly a different type of customer than someone's responding with a 0 or 5. So based on their response, you can handle these people in a different way. And there's some science around what kind of questions to ask and some follow-up things, but we're seeing a lot of interest around getting feedback from customers without intruding too much, just a single question or two, nothing that overloads them with, say, your standard survey. You know, answer these 10 questions and we'll give you something. It's more of a feedback system of sorts.
Very good. So we know that, Jason, you're going to have a booth. You're going to be present at the Houston Franchise Expo that will be the day after the Houston Franchise Association luncheon.
That's correct. We'll be there for the 3-day expo, and we're also sponsoring the sort of after party too on Friday night. So be sure and come to that as well.
Oh, party! I did not know about that.
Don't want to miss that opportunity.
I don't want to miss a party.
Check.
So,
right.
So we'll be at the what used to be the Reliance Center. What is it now? Energy Center. So you'll be there the 3 days. Do you know what your booth number is so everybody
yes.
can look for you?
Booth number is 646.
Very perfect.
If anyone would like a free pass to get into the expo, they can go to the on LinkedIn, they can go to the Houston Franchise Association website and see a free link for it.
Oh, cool. Very good. You know what, let's give those websites again. For Franchise Expo South, which is February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the NRG mm-hmm. Center, you can just go to franchiseexposouth.com. And Jason, what's the website for Houston Franchise Association? Is it just
long
Houston
one.
Franchise?
Yeah, it's a long one. Yeah, it's Houston Franchise Association, right?
Right. Or go to Google and just start typing Houston Franchise, and you know, you'll probably get Deb Evans first on the SEO list, and then Houston Franchise Association next, right? And again, that the Houston Franchise Association, it is a separate event, but it's mm-hmm. happening the day before the expo. And that is at Maggiano's in Houston on the 4th. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's guest is Jason Duncan of Manager Complete. And Jason's also the founder of the Houston Franchise Association. Jason, any big projects or anything new that you guys are working on for 2015 at Manager Complete? Any big announcements or fun things that you guys are planning on throwing out there this year?
Sure. One of the immediate things we're working on right now is, since more and more stuff's pushing to mobile, is our mobile system is pushing out notifications from our system. So if you've got repair tickets that are opening or customer service issues that are critical, you can post those right with text to someone's phone. So those notifications are becoming more and more important, as well as I mentioned already, the Net Promoter Score system. I think that's going to be something a lot of our clients are interested in. Certainly many have already expressed adopting that as soon as we get it out the door. So those are the big things we're working on right now, is just becoming more available and providing better feedback from the customer side of the fence, so to speak.
Cool, excellent. More data and more mobile data, always a plus. So, excellent. Deb, before we close out, any other thoughts on the Houston Franchise Association for you, or anything else we need to prepare for?
No, I encourage anybody that is riding the fence on to attend. Again, it's great networking event, good food, very, very good discussion. And what's about the panel discussions, it is very interactive. I love it that the panel works with the audience, because it's a large but a small group, so it's small enough that we can have discussion and questions can come up and we can answer them right then. So I'd say please, in France and the Houston area, come on in, and then coming to the expo, come in early and meet up with us over at the Houston Franchise Association luncheon. Great event.
Yeah, that's a great point, Deb. If anybody's coming in from whether you're coming from Dallas or Austin, or if you're coming from even further away, for the extra night, there's a whole new group of people to network with in the franchise industry in Houston that you might want to meet up with. So, excellent.
Absolutely.
Jason, thanks so much for your time tonight. We appreciate it. If people have more questions, we gave the websites for the Franchise Association and for Franchise Expo South. But if people have more questions about Manager Complete or just chatting with you about anything in franchising, what's the best way for them to reach you?
The best way is probably just via my email. And they can email me at jason@managercomplete.com.
That's easy enough.
Excellent. Managercomplete.com. Email jason@managercomplete.com. Jason, again, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And we look forward to seeing you February 4th at Maggiano's for the Houston Franchise Association. Thanks again for being a guest tonight on Social Geek Radio.
Well, thanks for including me. I've enjoyed
very
it. Thank
good.
You very much.
Very good.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Have a good night.
Social Geek.